My name is Joe, and this is our regular COVID-19 campus update for April 17th. Today, Jamie shares a short devotion about a very interesting passage of scripture found in Galatians chapter 5. So, here's Jamie.
Hey, NOBTS and Level College, I hope you're doing well today. I have no new announcements for you today other than to say if you have not already filled out the application for the 50% off tuition scholarship for this summer, you need to do so as soon as possible. We've had a lot of students do that. We do have a good bit of aid available for you this summer, but you do need to apply and you need to enroll in your classes to get that. So if you haven't done that, do that already. Other than that, nothing new for today. I just want to say a word to you before we go into the weekend and as you spend time with your family and as you participate in worship services online. I want to read to you from the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 16, the Apostle Paul says this, "Walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh." That's a very interesting passage of Scripture, and we should want to know exactly what he means by that. He would go on to elaborate what the life saturated with the Holy Spirit will look like, and he says this, "The fruit of the Spirit," in verse 22, a passage you're well familiar with, "the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law, and those who have crucified, who are Christ's, have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And if you live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another or envying one another." So there's all sorts of instruction here in this passage of Scripture. But what I really want to focus on here for just a minute is this. The Apostle Paul gives us a pathway to have all of the things that we want right now. We want, for example, to have peace right now because we're stressed and we're anxious. We want, for example, to have love with people because there's tension and there's brokenness. We want to have patience. We want to be kind. We want to be good. We want to be gentle. We want to have self-control. We don't want to give ourselves over to the things of this world and to our sinful appetites and tendencies. We don't want to do those things. Instead, we want exactly what the Apostle Paul describes here with the fruit of the Spirit. And the question is this. How do you get it? I think the truth of the matter of it is each of us know the answer to that question intellectually. It is found in your communion with Christ and by walking in the Spirit. And yet the reality of our lives most days is that is not the approach that we take to having those things. The approach that we do take to having those things is what I call the white-knuckled approach. In other words, we just try harder to be loving. We try harder to have peace. We try harder to be self-controlled. But look, the whole thing that the Apostle Paul is saying to us here, the whole thing that Jesus is saying to us, is that you cannot do it on your own. There is only one way to have these things, for this fruit to bear out in our lives, and that is communion with Christ Himself, communion with the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so, brother or sister, I don't know what's going on in your life right now. I don't know where you are, but may I just challenge you to take advantage of the stillness of this moment and this season, to pull yourself aside and to put your mind and your heart and your soul still and quiet before God and spend time communing with Him and seeking Him and allowing His Spirit to work out in you and for this kind of fruit to be born from you. So I hope that you'll walk with Christ. I hope that you take advantage of that. And I hope that you'll do that this weekend. Have a great weekend with your family, worshiping with your church. And we'll circle back with you on Monday. We'll see you then.